I'm Martin Cove, Sensei John Kreese from the Cobra Kai TV series and the Karate Kid trilogy. And I'm hosting a new podcast, Cobra Coves, with my own kids, Rachel and Jesse Cove.
We're breaking down Cobra Kai episodes and talking about everything from pop culture to bullying and personal development.
With all kinds of great guests from the TV series, Hollywood, and the mental health world.
Listen to Cobra Coves now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast One. Do you have a problem with that?
No, Sensei.
I mean, Dad.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about the Ukraine in the news. We'll talk about Adam's mom and what Erewhon has been for her. Talk about counterculture and Mardi Gras versus the Doodah Parade.
But first, Drew, what do you got?
Last 2 years have been crazy, right? Never experienced such a thing, particularly on our mental well-being. And unfortunately, a lot of us have been beaten down, anxiety, stress, particularly poor sleep, all the uncertainty in the world. And if you're a working parent, the extra difficulty of keeping your kids occupied 24/7, schooling from home, it's crazy. So if you're feeling exhausted and burnout, you are not alone. One of the things you can do, very simple things you can do that certainly will help your sleep, I suggest Magnesium Breakthrough Daily. Here's why. Stress and anxiety depletes magnesium, and low magnesium, well, none of us really get enough magnesium, and that can contribute to a vicious cycle. Supplementing with Magnesium Breakthrough can break it because you'll be getting 7 unique forms of organic full-spectrum magnesium for particularly better sleep all in one bottle. Taking Magnesium Breakthrough will help you to experience more energy, possibly stronger bones, possibly affect blood pressure, possibly calmer mood, and of course, less muscle cramping, all because it supports magnesium biology. Magnesium Breakthrough can help you to finally feel yourself again. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed, and you will be amazed at the improvement. For an exclusive offer for our listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/AdamDrew and use Adam Drew during checkout to save 10% and get free shipping. Again, that is magbreakthrough.com/AdamDrew and use Adam Drew for 10% off any order.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Get on, Dr. Nobody.
Damn.
Damn. What's going on?
I don't know. I just got back from New Orleans. Kind of weird. I was out there and for Mardi Gras, which was a kind of an extraordinary experience. You know, one of the stunning things about it for me was you talk to people, you know, natives there, and you know, they do like 5 to 10 parades a day for like a month. It's like the Rose Parade every day for a month. It's like, wow, how do you get anything
done? It's like the Doodah Parade.
I said those words out loud.
I said it's
like the Doodah
Parade. I don't know if people know what the Doodah Parade is.
It was a group of It still exists?
It does. I live out in Pasadena, and I can tell you I have attended the Doodah Parade, although the last couple of years, because of the pandemic, they didn't have it, and it was devastating.
What you might not know, it was a bunch of groovy artist Pasadenians. Pasadena had a big art movement back in the day, and these groovy women in the 60s or 70s thought that they should come up with their own response to the Rose Parade. We'll call it the Doodah Parade. Yeah. And we'll have people do essentially dances and marches that are, sort of antisocial in their sort of inspiration. As opposed to having real marching bands, we'll have people presenting briefcases as opposed to arms, this kind of thing. And we'll have floats with people dressed funny. And it'll be hysterical. And in a way, that's what Mardi Gras is. But yeah, it's like the Doodah Parade. But the Doodah Parade was a little more sort of groovy, you know, from
the
60s.
Yeah, there was a – counterculture used to just sort of be counterculture.
Yeah.
So you would have a thing where it was like the right had their hair short.
Yeah.
The left grew their hair out.
Yeah.
And the right wore, you know, 3-piece suits with tie clips, and the left was going to wear
tie-dye t-shirts.
Yeah. And the right was going to have no beards, and the left was going to have big beards,
yep.
You know. And so
yep.
That's what that was. Now the right are like secure the border, and the left's like, open the border, you know, and the right's like, more police, and the left's like, no police. And the right is like, we need fossil fuel, and the left's like, no fossil fuel. And, you know, the right, you know, the left wants to tear down statues of Abe Lincoln. You know, it's it's more, much more weaponized now.
Yes.
It used to just be a counter
culture
to the culture,
yeah,
but it wasn't
cultural
really
expression.
Involved with, you know, Black Lives Matter and things like that. It was just sort of, you do this, I'll do that. You have a scotch, I'll have a joint.
Right.
That's what
very
it,
much.
What
and
it used
even,
to be.
Even when it got to operating vehicles and things, it was like, you know, I ride my bike on the weekends. But no one would say, don't drive your car or get rid of that gas. That never went to that degree ever.
Yeah. So the counterculture is much more aggressive now and sort of political now.
Weirdly political authoritarian,
and
the
weirdly
opposite.
Authoritarian.
See,
right.
the cultural expression was anti-authoritarian, mm-hmm. right? Get rid of the tie and the three-piece suit. Get the tie-dye T-shirt out and hang loose, man. Now
right.
it's – we're fuck that. We're going to tell you how to live.
Right. Right. Yeah. Was
it's
it,
so
you know,
weird
you,
for you and me to have lived through that and now be doing this.
You eat meat, we'll eat halva. But we're not telling you to eat halva.
Right.
Now that's where we're at.
Sesame-based candies.
Well, what it it's just, if people are always like, what's halva? I'm like, picture putting take honey and put it into sand and then put it into a mold.
And sometimes you can cover it in chocolate. Or weave chocolate through it a little bit.
He'll put veins of chocolate through it to try to get the kids to eat it. It's such a perfect thing. You know, I see all this through the lens of my mom. My mom is like, you know, a Hershey bar is going to kill you, but you can have as much halva as you want, which is to your liver calorically.
Same.
Really
maybe,
recognize.
Maybe a little worse.
I would say a little bit worse.
If you have diverticulitis, it's a lot worse. Probably.
What is now Gary's got to look. Calorically and carbs.
I think halva's
on halva.
Halva is because it's very concentrated carbohydrate.
Than a Hershey's bar.
I'm going to bet that it's probably invented as a food source in like famine and stuff. You know what I mean? To like give people high caloric per unit
volume. It feels
volume.
Very Israeli to me.
It is. Well, it was a kind of a Jewish thing, but sort of Middle East kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it basically, it's like, you know, it's like my mom would have said, don't eat pudding, eat flan.
Yes.
And I was like, that's the same.
Yeah.
It's a weird, non-scientific sort of approach to everything.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm going to move my mic a little. It's okay. If you just want to live your sort of stupid life that way, the problem is it's essentially this. And this is essentially what happened to counterculture as it morphed into the progressive movement. Mm. Counterculture was like, hey, man, you have your 9-to-5 job where you have to get up and get dressed and put your tie on and go to work for the man. You know what I mean? Like just get in your Pontiac, go sit in traffic, go to your place, go to your building.
Remember the Beatles song? Get up, get out of bed, drag to home across
home.
My head.
Yeah. 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 You go get up.
That was all bad. Don't do that.
Get your hair cut and go march for the man.
Eleanor Rigby. It's just some random people.
Yeah.
Lonely
yeah.
people.
So
lonely
go do that thing.
Yeah.
I'm an artist.
Yeah.
But then what happened was, and, you know, you eat your meat, I'll have my halva, and you wear your brown dress shoes, and I'll wear my sandals, and that's kind of where we left it.
Yes.
And then at a certain point, we said, okay, go write poetry and, you know, eat your granola out of your hand-thrown pottery jar, you know, and just go do your thing. I'm going to work, you know. And they weren't really able to sell their poetry.
Right. Well, do you think it's interesting as it pertains to this current moment where people are doing all kinds of crazy shit while some people are just kind of going to work?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to shake out the same way?
So Hershey's, I guess this is a Hershey bar versus the same.
It's a Hershey bar versus the top thing that I could find was the Halva bar with cocoa.
Are they both the same weight? I'll just jump in.
You're talking about calories per unit weight.
Yeah, Hershey's 210 calories, Halva's 216.
The Halva bar is 40 grams, and the Hershey bar is listed as just one bar, but I'll look it up in 1 second.
Yeah.
It's a lot less weight. Hershey bar, it's got to be like 5 grams.
I don't know metric grams.
Yeah.
You do probably. I know lengths.
Yeah.
Millimeters and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's funny. I never really graduated to centimeters. We were always millimeter when I was building.
Isn't that interesting?
It's actually slightly more, 43.9 grams versus 40.
See, is what the hell's true now?
That does not seem right.
Okay. Well, is that for the same?
No, I'm wondering. I believe what you're saying, but I'm wondering if that's
same. Let me explain to you how I got there. Okay. Because maybe I made a mistake.
Okay.
When you put in Hershey bar weight, it comes up as 1.55 ounces, and then I converted that to grams, which comes out as 43.9.
Okay.
All right, so they're ostensibly the same size.
Yeah.
And
they don't seem like it, though. You know what I mean? When you think of those two bars, right?
I guess. I don't know what the fuck a Halva bar looks like now. But it is the Halva is.
Don't you go to Trader Joe's anymore?
Slightly more calories in the Halva and slightly less carbs, 18 grams versus 26 grams of carbs for the Hershey bar. Hmm. So. Look, it's essentially a push. The point is in my mom's world, you could eat a brick of Halva, no problemo, but there was no such thing as having a Hershey bar because that was dessert, that was bad for you.
Right.
And then, you know, in the cereal department, you know, corn flakes, you know, pop flakes, whatever, that was all bad.
Oh,
you could eat as much granola as you could hold
down.
Well,
it's anything that was big business bad.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she would bring home occasionally some random brand cornflake.
No.
Never?
No. Okay. No. That was, well,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
She could go to the Irwan,
which
used to be nothing.
Yeah.
And was people look at Irwan as highfalutin now. Back then, it was not.
It was sort of food out of a barrel, wasn't it? Non-packaged food back in the day.
Irwan was whatever Trader Joe's was 40 years ago, you know, kind of weird, kind of off the beaten path market, smelled weird, had barrels in front filled with...
Yeah, the barrels, what I think about.
Carob blocks and stuff.
Yes,
And you could wander down one of those aisles and get the Irwan version of the corn flakes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, which is the same.
The same, of course. But because so I'm wondering, did she like the Dude Operate, your mom?
Well, I
know it's something. So
no,
right, it's way out of her.
Did she like it?
No, I mean, did she isn't that, you know, as compared to the Rose Parade? I would think she'd like the Doodah Parade and not the Rose Parade.
The Rose Parade and the Doodah Parade, to us who lived in North Hollywood, 9.5 miles away from the Rose Parade and the Doodah Parade, were the exact same as Mardi Gras. How are we going to get there? What are we going to do? That takes money.
Yeah.
There was no... there was no discussion of any of that ever. I don't think there was. I mean, first off, why bring it up? Someone may go, "Hey, we should do that."
Yeah.
You know, there's no way.
Well, I just wonder if she ever even referenced these things, and one had a positive valence, and the other not so much because that's the corporate one.
Oh no, she. I think she probably would have liked
the doodah.
No. She would have liked the doodah, and she would have liked Mardi Gras because of how many black and brown faces were in it. I don't think she would ever think about poo-pooing something like that.
How would she do with the Zulu parade at a Mardi Gras?
Well, this would have been in 1975, so you know she wouldn't have cared. But no, there was no local anything.
That was my mouth on the ground. Astonishing.
The Zulu parade.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in the counterculture. So basically, here's what happens if you want to know how all this stuff works.
Yeah.
They sit around, and the counterculture, sits around.
You're talking about back then or now?
No, now. Well, yeah. How this all got going.
Yeah.
They sit around and they go, they do the same thing that the religious right used to do. It's like you sit around and you go, those people are going to hell.
Yeah.
And then you sit around for a while longer and you go, they're still going to hell. And then at a certain point you go, I got to get involved.
I got to save them.
I got to shut some shit down. You know what I mean?
So yeah, but behind it, there was like, God, I hate my dad.
Yeah, it's always I hate my dad. But it's like, look, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to ride my bike to work if I even have a work. I'm going to grow my beard. I'm not going to do their fool's errand that they call life.
Yeah.
And let them eat their meat and drive their gas guzzlers and go to work for the man and pray
at
their church and stuff. I don't need any of that. And then after a while, they went, well, I'd like to stop them from doing that. That's kind of where we're at. So there, it's kind of like, let those idiots on Fox say whatever they want. Who cares? Nobody's listening. They're racist or whatever. Then after a while, it's like, well, Fox is beating you in the ratings. Oh, okay. So we should stop them now. That's kind of what it turns into. Where let Joe Rogan go talk about whatever he wants with any nut job UFO guy comes on the show. Then at a certain point, it's like, well, he's beating you in the ratings. Okay, well, we need to stop it. I mean, that's kind of what it is. Because remember, it goes from,
well,
I know everything about COVID. These nut jobs, fringe doctors, epidemiologists, like, let them go spew their nonsense. And then at a certain point, it's like, we got to shut them down.
But
that's kind of how it all works.
In a weird way, there's another wrinkle to that. And listen carefully. So there are people that are exactly like you said, and they sit in judgment of other people. But when you hand them like a sledgehammer,
mm-hmm.
then they want to use it.
Right.
And it's not even just – because back when I was on HLN, we get our ratings every day. And here's how we look at our ratings. Fox News was at the top because it had the highest ratings. We'd fold the page over
mm-hmm.
because Fox News was between 5 and 10 times what everybody else was getting. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we can't even like look at that. Let's look at like MSNBC and CNN and see what else is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there was not back then, in spite of being severely beaten, this sense that we had to destroy them. But then along came social media and cancel culture. Mm-hmm. And now they could.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's on. So you give them a violent weapon.
Yeah.
They express what's really underneath all this, which is kind of violence.
Yeah.
It's kind of, they would say, no, I'm peace, man. I want peace. I want, I want people to be enlightened and understanding, man.
It's all Ellen dancing. It's like, why are you guys talking about good vibes so much?
It is Ellen dancing.
Because, see, to me, not being a racist, live and let live. I don't want to tell you who to worship or who to marry I'm not interested in any of that.
That requires silence.
But it's
essentially it's not saying anything.
But this also falls under the heading of a default setting.
Yes.
I don't need to announce.
Right.
I'm for equality. Yeah. And I'm anti-racist. What do you need to announce all that shit? It should be your default setting.
It should be in your DNA. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so why? What's with all the proclamations?
Yes.
Makes me wonder what you're thinking
about.
Well,
that's what I'm saying with the sledgehammer again.
Mm-hmm.
There really is sort of an aggression underneath it. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the – look, if you want to know if there's an aggression underneath it, cross them. Go ask them a question. Get in their face. Disagree with them and see the craze. The craziness.
Extreme aggression, yeah.
Extreme aggression come out of them.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Tommy John, everybody. That's right. Hammock pouch underwear. I was wearing Tommy John yesterday, and I was flying. And I thought, in the middle of the day, I was like, oh, my God. Underwear is usually an issue when I'm flying. And wearing Tommy John, no.
I'm wearing mine right now.
No. When you're wearing Tommy John hammock pouch underwear, you're so much more comfortable. You'll do everything better. Innovations like air mesh interior hammock, moisture wicking fabric, 4x the stretch of competing brands, and usually the sort of well fitting, boxer briefs, really what they are. They're usually kind of – if they fit right, they're kind of uncomfortable. They're too tight, and if they're too loose, they fall down. This is just right. The legs never ride up, non-rolling waistband. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Over 17 million pairs sold. Free shipping and returns. Every pair is backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Adam and I are enthusiasts. You should be too, right, Matt?
Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/ADS. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/ADS. See site for details.
All right. You want to try a call up there?
I do. Let's try Sean on line two.
Sean.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting so long to say that to you two.
What's going on?
First time, long time.
Yeah.
And I just want to start off by saying thank you to both of you. You make me feel sane hearing what you think about things.
Oh, good.
You got it.
So question kind of for both of you. Last summer, I got meningitis. It took like 5 weeks. The first diagnosis I got was carpal tunnel.
What?
And it was a hot mess. Yeah.
Mm.
It was crazy. Took 5 weeks. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And finally, I found a neurologist that was like, dude, this is meningitis. Spent several weeks in the hospital.
Oh.
And by the time they'd figured out what was wrong with me, I lost like 25 pounds. And by the time they figured it out, they were like, yeah, you've pretty much gotten through the worst of this on your own, so we're not even going to treat you for it. Never got steroids. They said like the standard treatment was steroids.
Was it meningitis or encephalitis?
Okay, so Drew, you may understand this. I got to learn all about it. It was aseptic meningeal encephalitis.
Okay. Meningeal encephalitis. So it's both. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So it's essentially viral, probably. That's crazy.
Yes, that's what they suspected. Yeah. But they couldn't. They said they couldn't find like a pathogen or anything in my CSF to pin it down on like where it came from.
But they did do a lumbar puncture and they did see evidence of meningitis or infection.
They said I got two lumbar punctures. They said the first one, my white blood cell count was 800.
Wow.
And that was really high.
Yes.
And then the second one, it was down to like 100. And so based on that, they said, you know what? It seems like you're healing up on your own. Things are going back to normal. Never gave me any treatment.
Yeah. Well, that far in, you're lucky though, man. Bad, things can go bad. You can get seizures. You can have sort of brain swelling.
I was hallucinating really bad.
Oh, my God.
And they said I was pretty close to going into a coma because of the what was the level? There was one of the blood levels way off. I can't remember
probably
what it was.
Probably the opening pressures. Right. The pressures in your brain were probably really high. Wow. That's intense, man. I'm glad you're better.
Yeah, it was crazy. So the question piece of it, I buy into Adam's philosophy around like don't use soap.
Yeah.
I'll use it occasionally, but you know, I try to live that like I'm trying to keep my immune system strengthened by using it. So my thought was that's why I got through it on my own. My wife is like super pissed at me. She thinks it's, you know, oh, it's because you don't wash your hands with soap all the time, blah, blah, blah. She wanted me to, you know, use hand sanitizer more. And I'm like, no, I think I got through it on my own because I have this strong immune system because I use it.
Well, so most people do get through this sort of call on their own, unless it's like a herpes virus causing it, in which case you have to take Zovirax, things like that. There are other antivirals these days that they might have used early on. Of course, they would have used steroids as well if they'd gotten you earlier. But most of it kind of does its own thing for the most part. You know, it's based on your cognitive bias, really. Either you got it because you didn't use soap, or you got over it because you didn't use soap. I don't know which it is. That's why we have randomized control studies.
Yeah, I mean, it's not provable, but I mean, what is provable is
you're
hurting
fine.
Our immune system by not giving it a workout.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Well
Sean.
Done, Sean. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this. All right. So, Drew, what else are you thinking about?
Well, I mean, I'm having a hard time not thinking about the, you know, Ukrainian thing, right? I mean, it's just constantly on my mind, and I go back and forth between it because I can't believe the press. The press have now fully screwed themselves, where I can't believe what's coming out of any of the press outlets ever. I'm trying to sort of figure out a perspective on what's going on. And I'm just confused, and I'm in pain. You know, I'm sort of feel helpless, and I feel, you know, constantly sort of miserable because of it. And I worry about the people that are suffering. I'm Ukrainian. You know what I mean? I just my ancestors fled that country from the last genocide that they went through 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know what to do about that. But the most disturbing part is that I can't believe press. That I find disturbing. And so I go to – I do watch a little bit of television and see what they're doing. And they keep interviewing people on the – essentially, you know, in the bomb shelters and stuff. And I don't know what that is. I know just they – and by the way, the same mom showed up on CNN and Fox. She got three kids. She's a Ukrainian woman. Husband's up on the surface fighting. She's underneath saying, if I weren't carrying the baby, I'd be carrying an AK-47. Okay. Yeah, I got it. And anyway, what's happening up there? Well, nothing.
So yeah.
What's going on?
I'll tell you.
If we're bad, I wouldn't want to see it. But I've seen some bad stuff too on TikTok and things, but go ahead.
I'll tell you what worries me a little bit.
Yeah.
Is the – all right. So the press is sort of – I don't know what it is, but it's – 90% toward the Democrats and the left. Now, people all do this all the time. They go, you know, what about Fox or what about the Wall Street Journal? I'm like, yeah, those are two.
Yeah.
But then there's 18 others that are pretty hard. What about the Los Angeles Times? I mean, they've turned into Pravda. I mean, they don't, you know, Los Angeles Times is in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is turning into a hellscape. We try to recall the governor, and Los Angeles Times is printing stories about the black man who's running against him as being a racist.
White supremacist.
Yeah. That's well beyond whatever the Wall Street Journal would do, you know, on behalf of Republicans.
Yeah.
They're hard partisan.
Yeah.
And the New York Times and you know, CNN and MSNBC, but don't forget about NBC and ABC and USA Today, like the sort of in the middle things. They're pulling that way too.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go right down the line that CNN goes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and by the way, recently I found MSNBC to be more reasonable at times than CNN,
mm-hmm.
which I found weird and unsettling, and I don't know what to make of it.
I was watching it last night, and Pete Buttigieg was being interviewed, and he was like, "They're like, what are we going to do about this Russian oil situation?" And they were like, "Pete Buttigieg, of course, we're going to get into our emergency supplies and take out 60 million barrels of that." And the reporter actually said something
sane
that they would have never said. He said,
yeah,
"You know, that's good for a day and a half."
Right.
It's like, what? What reporting's going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have politicians just go, we're going to fix this by going into our oil reserves and when it's a day and a half's worth of fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, hey, a little bit of report. Now, it's always very softly peddled, and I understand.
But still, just ask
the
question.
Couches. Some people might say to that. People are you.
I don't care.
I'm with you, too. But
just
be
it.
A fucking reporter.
Yeah.
Just fucking do your job.
Yeah.
Ask the question.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, what worries me a little bit is – the Biden administration and Kamala Harris, and it's just been a shit show.
Mm.
And if you know, don't listen to me. Look at the polls. And basically, the establishment media who got him elected is going, this is a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to report on the border, and we don't want to really report on crime, and we don't really want to get into gas prices and like inflation. Like, this is all kind of a bummer for our guy,
mm-hmm.
our team.
Mm-hmm.
We helped get him elected. I mean, this is not paranoia. You know, they got you know, Hunter Biden laptop 3 weeks before the election, and they went, no, not going to touch that one. I mean, they worked at it. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wish they'd just be a little more intellectually honest about it, but fine. So you got your guy elected, and it's a shit show. Ah, but good news. There's a war in Europe. So right. we're going to shift it all over
yes,
there.
Yes.
And then what we're going to do is we can't really – we're not going to get any traction talking about the border or the economy or COVID. That's all just been a shit show. But yeah. I think we could build our guy up if we started really fanning these flames. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We should have a no-fly zone. We should enforce – you know, putting all these Democratic senators on talking about no-fly zones and shipping – you know, getting more involved. You know what I mean? And now here's a story that we can not only talk about that doesn't have the negative ramifications of all the other domestic stuff
right.
we're not really reporting on anyway, yes, but yes. this is big. And then we have an enemy. We know we have Putin. We hate Putin. We know he's Trump's best friend. And now look at him. And now we can fan this
yep.
and we can focus on it.
Yep.
And now you kind of wonder, well, how much fanning do you want to do? I mean, what might that look like?
Well, talk about that, because that's sort of what I'm worrying about, because I don't know what to believe or not believe.
No, I'm not saying they're manufacturing things. I'm just saying there's a very rah-rah sort of pro-force military that didn't used to exist amongst the Democratic Party that is now agitating. And here's the question. It may be perfectly justified, but on the other hand, it feels like we're just trying to draw, you know, people are going, what's going on with the economy or what's going on with fuel prices or why the kids have to be masked at school? And they're going, hey, over here.
Yeah.
Over here. Look what's going on.
I know.
Putin, we got to stop him. And trying to get us
But in a way, it's been a good thing because it's gotten the COVID thing just like, shut up, which is what they should have done in the first place.
Well, that was just polling.
When in the beginning of this thing, you mean?
No. Well, at the beginning, the polling said wear masks and shut down everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
By 2 years in, the polling said we're tired of wearing masks.
Right.
And we went to schools open and they just went, oh, okay, is that what you want? I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, they could only go so – they've not been able to maintain their negative panicking position any longer.
Right.
That's it. It's just right. You can't do it any longer. They right. would happily do it.
Oh, yeah. But now we have this.
Yeah.
We have the Ukraine, so we can
– we can go on that.
We can make that – we'll focus on that. I mean, that's how news works.
Yeah, it's how news works, but – oh, God.
All right.
It's so discouraging. Whatever. Okay. It's how news works.
All right. You guys can go to this Thursday, the 10th. I'm going to be in Waukegan, Illinois at the Genesee Theater. And then right after that, the 11th and the 12th, I'm going to Kansas City at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. So you can go check that out. Let's go to amcarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
Go to drdrew.com for the pods and drdrew.tv for a streaming show.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew. Say mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? And that's where Geico comes in. They can insure your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners or condos, or renters coverage as well. Save more with special discounts when you bundle the coverages, and it's easy to use. They have a mobile app, 24/7 roadside assistance, and well, the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today. See just how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.